You are listening to the Grace to Dominate STEM podcast, where we serve those that God has called to the fields of science, technology, engineering, and math to equip you to not only go out and be the light in your field, but know you are graced to dominate STEM. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mad Scientist podcast. And Mad Scientist is a podcast called Minorities Who Are Astonishingly Driven Scientists. And it is for everybody pursuing a career in STEM and wanting to pursue their relationship with God in the process. And so on this podcast, we talk about faith. We talk about, of course, growing your career and dominating your career in STEM. And we also have amazing guests on with us to talk about their career, their journey, and how they have gotten to where they are in STEM, and also their relationship with God and how He has impacted them as they pursue their career in STEM. And so with me, I have the amazing Madison Irene. So hi, Madison. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much, Marilyn, for this opportunity. Hey, everyone out there.
So me and Madison go way back, and I've been trying to think, like, when do we first
meet? I know, I was thinking about the same thing.
Because I feel like we've gone to the same school
elementary school. Yeah, and then Astro Chem at Claflin.
Yeah, and then Gift Girls.
Okay, I was thinking about that this morning.
Yeah,
okay,
great. And okay. I feel like we had to be first grade, second grade time.
Maybe.
From there. But
gyms.
Yeah, and then gyms.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, uh-huh. And we got a whole lot of pictures. I'll try to go back into the files and find all those pictures to pop up. But I wanted to bring Madison on because I feel like Madison has an amazing story of how she's pursued her career in STEM. So... But we'll just start. Where are you now?
Okay.
So
currently right now, I'm working as a rehab tech. But in August, I'll be matriculating to Duke University and I'll be going to their Doctor of Physical Therapy program. And I'll be a part of the graduating class of 2026.
So all right,
I'm
come
super
on, Duke.
Excited about that.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm super excited. And I'm just very happy just to be where I am right now. So
yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to...
Get into it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So initially, I was interested in sports medicine. So since 10th grade in high school, I had a sports medicine teacher, and he was talking about the musculoskeletal system. And so right then and there, after being the athlete, I was like, this sounds truly interesting to me. And I knew that I wanted to be involved in the profession. And so after learning more about sports medicine, I was like, I want to become a sports medicine doctor. Well, fast forward a couple years later, after being involved in internships and learning more about the medical profession, I went and got my master's degree, and it was in biomedical sciences. And this was a gap year for me before I would venture into going into medical school. Mm-hmm. And so during that time, I had some moments where I had to really evaluate my values, just things that I was interested in. And God had a talk with me. Like, I had to have a sit down because during this time I was studying for the MCAT, but my heart wasn't there. Mm-hmm. And I knew after listening to a seminar about physical therapy school, I said, this sounds more like me. This sounds like more of what I want to be involved in, hands-on interaction with patients, being able to travel with patients as a sports physical therapist, if that is what I decide to pursue. Mm-hmm. And so before actually taking the MCAT, I was sitting in my room at night and I was praying to God. I was like, God, like, is this really what I want to do? And God, if it's for me, let it be for me. But if it's not, I know that there is a plan that you have for my life.
Right.
And so I took the MCAT. I didn't get the score that I wanted, but I wasn't, I wasn't like depressed about it. I wasn't sad about it. I knew that there was another opportunity waiting for me. And so at the time I was in this bridge program with Greenville, and I was thinking about going to their medical school. And so I had to have a talk with them. I said, you know what? I have to be honest with myself. I have to be honest with what God is telling me right now in this moment. And I spoke with one of the advisors there, and I said, if I'm being honest, this is not the path for me, and I'm thinking about physical therapy school. And I'm so grateful that they understood. And as soon as I got off the phone, I felt a little sad because medical school, mind you, I was thinking about it since 10th grade. But after, you know, having that moment of just reflecting and knowing what I wanted in my life, having more time to spend with my future family, having time to just do what makes me happy and going after purpose and not just what looks good on paper. Yeah. I had to go with what was right with my heart. And so as soon as I hung up the call, I started talking to one of the Duke PT students. And I said, hey, like, are you able to help me out a little bit as far as like networking with the Duke faculty and staff? And so I went to class. Mind you, I'm still at Duke. I went to class. And as I was sitting in class, email after email after email after email just started pulling up on my computer. And it was all related to PT school as far as like admissions, telling me that I have everything that I need. I just need to take psychology courses. I had a meeting with the director of admissions like the next week. So that was pretty cool. So long story short, God is the reason why I'm where I am right now. And I'm just super grateful because I know that this is purpose. Like, this is all purpose. And I'm just really happy about it. Like, I know that this is where I'm supposed to be.
So, yeah. Well, I love that.
Thank you.
I love that story.
Thank you.
And I know sometimes when we are going from, we're just like in the middle, mm-hmm. we have an idea of what we thought we wanted or what we thought God wanted. And then it's like a transition and we're like, well, God, what do you really want me to do?
Right.
And so how did he, so you talked about that. So how did he sit you down in that moment? Mm. Like, did he say anything to you? Was it like, how was that moment?
Okay. I'll just say. So there's a lot of things. So since I was in high school, probably I would write down, I still have them up in my room. So I have like little sticky notes and I write down scriptures and I write down verses that mean a lot to me. And I place them on the back of my door. And it's just something that I like use as a way to motivate myself and knowing that God is with me. Of course, he's within me while I go throughout my daily life, but just something to look at. Mm-hmm. And so while at Duke and studying for the MCAT, I just didn't feel motivated. Mind you, I'm studying for my master's classes. And in the back of my mind, I know that I had this MCAT to take. And it's not that I couldn't get to the score that I wanted, because if I wanted to go to medical school, I knew that I could obtain that goal if God wanted me to do that. Mm-hmm. But there was just a glitch, right? And so my heart wasn't there. And so I asked God, I said, God, if this is for me, please reveal it to me. And a verse that sticks with me is Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, mm-hmm. plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. And I knew that if God was giving me this hope about PT school, and if there was this, you ever have that feeling where it's like, oh, like I have to do this.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it, it's like, you don't want to regret it. Right.
Yeah.
And so
I don't want to wake up like 5 years from now. I'm like, dang.
Right. Exactly. Missed the opportunity. Exactly. So God was giving me that hope, but he also said he would give me that future.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, after getting that MCAT score, of course, at that moment, it was like, oh, like, you know, I wish it was better. But also I was like, okay, wait a minute. Like, there's a new opportunity here and I can go forward with this. So along with God telling me that, he also showed me signs, because usually when I pray, I say, God, I give it to you. And if God wanted me to do this, I knew that he would reveal it over time. And so with that, I talked a little bit about meeting the director of admissions the next week. Also those emails just flowing, saying I just need 2 psychology courses just to finish it out. At the time, I never taken psychology. It was not needed for my biology degree at Claflin. Mm-hmm. However, thanks be to God, I had $2,000 saved already in my bank account.
Okay,
that's how much was needed for those psychology courses, at Claflin. And so I was able to pay that out of pocket. So as soon as I graduated, the next day I was enrolled in online psychology courses with Claflin. Yeah. And so God gave me the funds for that. Like, and what's crazy is this was 2022, right?
Right.
But in 2020, it was during COVID, my parents said, you know what, Madison, you might be interested in PT. They had been previously going to a PT for their own issues. And they said, you know, this is a great guy. Why don't you go and see him and shadow him? So I was like, okay, like, I'll do it. And I had a great time shadowing this individual. I was like, wow, this seems more like what I want to do. And I didn't know at the time that I would be interested in going into PT, you know, years later.
Right.
But somehow those hours were able to help my PT CAS application for this past cycle. So along with that, it's just so many things. Like, there was, I needed more shadow hours. I needed a letter of recommendation. And at the time, the letter of recommendation that I needed, I couldn't get from the PT, that I was shadowing back in 2020. And I kept trying, And that comes with obstacles, right? Like, sometimes we get distracted, or we get let down about trying to get to a goal. And I don't think in that moment, I was a little let down about not being able to get a letter of recommendation as far as like trying to get to PT school. However, I did not let that stop me, because I knew that this was God ordained. This was for me. And so my parents mentioned to me, like, there are other PT individuals in the area, so why don't you go and shadow them? And so with that in mind, I was like, okay, let me just do it. I'm trying to apply to PT school. God is telling me all of these things. Everything is being revealed. And I ended up going to the Works Physical Therapy, which is where I work now. Okay. And during that time, I was able to shadow. I gained some hours. I was also able to gain a letter of recommendation. However, along with that, I was able to get a job working as a PT tech. And I was like, why? Right. I was like, okay, so there's the letter rec, there's the shadowing hours as far as me being a volunteer, and now I have a job as an employee. Mind you, I was looking for a job after getting out of my master's career, applying for PT school. And so in that moment, I'm just like, wow, God, like, you're just lining everything up one by one by one by one. And so another sign, in the summer leading up to me applying to PT school, I was able to be a part of Duke's Summer Discovery Program, which is basically a summer discovery program is helping students get to know more about physical therapy school at Clapham. I mean, not at Clapham, sorry, at Duke. And so I was virtual. I was a virtual participant this past summer. And so, you know, being virtual is a little bit different than being on campus.
Yeah, it's not that same. It just doesn't feel like you can connect the same, right? You know?
I love that you use the word connect.
Yeah.
But God formed that connection for me, even though I was virtual. And I say that because during one of the sessions, there was this picture of the director of admissions, and it's a group of individuals sitting around him. Mind you, this is just a presentation that they're giving about PT school.
Yeah.
But there's name cards on the table. And I'm just looking at the picture. All of a sudden, there's a name card, and it says Madison. Mind you, it's a different last name, but it says Madison. And I'm like, whoa. And it's only one woman sitting at the table. Mind you, this is before I even got accepted into PT school. So I'm like, God, this is crazy. Like,
what you trying to tell me?
Signs, miracles, and wonders, right? So it's just, God has just shown me time and time again, this is where I'm meant to be. And I'm just like I said before, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about what God is doing in my life. And I'm just grateful that I made a decision, not based on me, but based on what God wanted to see out of my life. Because I always ask him, allow me to be that health professional that impacts people.
Right.
I want to serve your people. And it's not about me, it's about you.
So, right.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I love this story. And thank I like you. That you, I like that you ended with that, because the main thing that we want to advocate on the Mad Sciences podcast is that we're workers of the kingdom, you know? So God put us on this earth for a purpose. And so we want to make sure that if God called us to, for those that God has called to science, tech, engineering, math, we want to make sure that we are being that in the room, in whatever profession that he's called us to be. So I like that you ended with that. And one thing I know about you is that you operate in a spirit of excellence. You know,
and
you don't know anything about Madison. She's always ever since I've known her, like, she's always been on point.
I can say the same thing about you, though.
But we're talking about you. But one thing I will say is that I've always admired that about you. Like it seems like you have it on point. So what inspired you to be, it seems like you just have an exceptional level of just operating in a spirit of excellence. So what helped you be like that? Or how could you, what has been your story for that?
Ooh, Marilyn. Okay. Honestly, it's been my village.
Okay.
Yeah, I can attribute that to them because my parents have instilled in me to always be better than who I was yesterday, to always just give my best every single day. And for those out there, my parents are educators. And I guess, like, as far as education goes, I've always wanted to just go higher and higher and higher. And I've heard people say sometimes, you're not tired of school. Like, even my great grandma, rest in peace to her, but like, she always just say, Madison, you ready to go back to school? And I'm like, I guess so. Like, it wasn't like a, like, I wasn't always excited about school, but I knew I had to do it in order to just get to where I wanted to be in life. I know everybody's story is different, you know, everybody takes different paths, but just for my personal, like, story, that's the path that I wanted to take. And so that drive of just, you know, being better than who I was yesterday, I attribute that to my village, and I also attribute that to God. Again, back to him. It's just, you know, when God wants to take you a certain place, you have to give him what he deserves. You know, right. So many times we ask God, can you give me this? Can you give me that? Or God, I asked you for this. I asked you for that. But you also have to give God something as well. And so by me just, I guess, honoring him every single day, just doing my best, because that's all you can do. I think that he has allowed me to be where I am now. And I just attribute that to him. I cannot take responsibility for any of that. So I attribute that to God first, and my family, my village, just the people who have surrounded me, uplifted me over time. So
Yeah, I like that you mentioned that, because we can't do this by ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then growing up, I love that. I know your parents, so mm-hmm. I know that they are they've been the best people to kind of help mold you into the person that you are. And I like that they instilled.
Mm-hmm. Can I add something?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Role models as well.
Okay.
So I'd like to mention my third grade teacher, Mr. Darn. I cannot.
He's like, amazing.
Exactly. I cannot like leave this conversation without mentioning his name as well.
Yes.
So Mr. John, my third and fourth grade teacher, mm-hmm. he was my first male teacher, and he basically set the example of just going above and beyond every single day.
Right.
And he led with God in him. And I know, you know, there's like a controversy about like God in school, but Mr. John was not shy about praying with his students, praying for his students. Like he prayed for us, and it was evident that God was with him. And so because I had that role model in my life, it made me want to be better. It made me strive for excellence. It made me aspire to be more like him and to be a leader. Mind you, Mr. John was the first one to start calling me doctor. He called all of his students doctor. At the time, I wanted to be a magazine editor, you know, but he didn't call us doctor as far as like just to say it. Like, he called us doctor knowing that in the future we were going to amount to greatness. And it's so wonderful how you can look back over time and see how these individuals that God have placed in your life have impacted you. And to look back and see where I am now, it's like, wow, like, Mr. John, you knew back then, but I know that God was talking to him as well. So I just wanted to mention that as well. Yeah.
Yes. I like that you mentioned him.
Yeah.
Because he's like been the best teacher, and he's like the first person that I could say was open about not being preachy, but really walking out what it's like to live for God and help lead students in his classes to do the same.
Yeah.
Like, I remember the Bible studies, the after school.
The good news.
The good news club. Yeah. I remember that. And I look back and I'm like, we needed that. Because at home, some kids don't have that. Some people don't really have a father or a positive male role model to be in their life to help guide them. I like that. I like that you mentioned his name. Yeah. That's good.
I can't leave him out.
Yes. Because we need those role models.
Yeah, definitely.
It's like when we're going through life, it's like God intentionally places people.
Exactly.
It's like, all right, I'm gonna throw this person in there to help mold her to be this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw this person in there to help mold her to be this. And that's going to help her get on this track.
Right.
That is so good. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
Yeah. I'm just so grateful just to have those people in my life.
Yes. Yeah. I love that. Thanks. So one thing I do want to talk about. So we talked about Madison operating in the spirit of excellence. some big accomplishments that I know, you can probably name some more, but being graduating at the top of your class, getting your master's at Duke.
Graduating at the top of your class. Oh,
thank you. Getting your master's at Duke, and then now I'm about to be a doctor of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you have a whole long list of more. Okay, I know you don't want to go out and name them, but I'm pretty sure you have a long list of more. But one thing that comes of always wanting to be the best is that people see the on stage, people mm-hmm. see the all A's, people mm-hmm. see the like the accolades that you get, mm-hmm. but they don't really see the behind the scenes, you know, ooh, of the. Yeah. The crying over oh, yes. the
did a lot of
the
that.
Test,
yeah,
crying while studying, uh-huh. or kind of being back in your room like, God, oh my gosh, I just want to give up on this, mm-hmm. or do I really have it in me, or do I really deserve to be on the stage? Do I really deserve to get this degree? Or mm-hmm. People are telling me congratulations, but I don't like. Do I feel like I deserve to receive this? Mm-hmm. So. Because sometimes the glitz and the glamour is shown. A lot of people don't see the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So what has been the behind the scenes for you? The moments that we kind of don't always talk about on Instagram, or we don't always talk about openly. So what has that been for you?
Okay. So I'll start back in high school. High school, it was great, but there were also times where I struggled as far as like taking classes at OC Tech. Like college algebra for me was a little struggle. Mm-hmm. Just having like personal like conflicts, like sometimes you can get in your own head. And I think what was the turnaround point for me that really helped me maneuver like through different moments of my life, which I'll get into in a few seconds, was giving my life to Christ in 2016. I remember like vividly being in my room, and I didn't tell any of my family, like they were up front, you know, talking, but it was very dark, and I was listening to Smokey Norfolk, I Need You Now, mm-hmm. and Dear God, and I was just crying. I was like, God, like, you know, I just really need you now. Like, I feel lost without you. Just going through high school, you know, because in life you go through different things, and I'll say, I haven't always been the most liked person. I haven't always been the most, the person that everyone wants to be around. So sometimes that can get into your head. And so I just knew that I needed God in that moment. I didn't want to turn to anything else but God. And so God gave me a great image while I was on Instagram one day. And it was a picture of God, and he's holding this teddy bear behind his back. Mm-hmm. And basically what I got from that picture is, give it to me and I have something better for you, because there's a little girl who's holding a tiny teddy bear, but God is holding this big teddy bear. And that big teddy bear to me meant that's opportunity, that's your dreams, that's just everything that you want to accomplish. And so I knew that if I gave my life to Christ, like, that would be the turning point for me. And so I got baptized in 2016, and everything after that, like, it just went up. So both of us graduated together.
Oh my God.
Balance out, you know, and that was pretty cool. But it was like, even just going to college, like I applied to different colleges, but Claflin gave me a full ride. And looking back now, it's like, oh my gosh, like I don't have to pay for undergrad, you know, and that's like because of God, mm-hmm. because I gave my life to him. And so fast forward, we're going to talk about my master's career. Okay. Oh, actually, let me jump back, because we're at Claflin now. Let me jump back. I remember I actually took a test in this room right over here. It was, it wasn't organic chem. It was molecular biology.
Okay.
And I remember studying the night before, and I was like, I was in the library right up the street, and I was like, I'm not getting it. Like, it's not, 1 + 1 is not equal to 2 right now. And I was just like, God, just please be with me. Please be with me. And so I took the test the next morning, because I called my parents the night before. I was like, I know I'm going to fail this test. Like, it's not mathing. And so I ended up taking the exam. That was my final exam. Mm-hmm. And something crazy happened. Like, I ended up being one of the top scorers in the class.
Come on.
And
God will come through.
Right. And the teacher ended up issuing a curve for the exam. And I ended up getting an A out of the exam. Now, mind you, it's not always about grades. But it was like, whoa, like, thank you, God. Like, yeah. I was stressed about this little tiny thing. I was letting it eat me up on the inside, you know, drive me crazy. I'm not eating like I should be eating. Yeah. And, you know, it was really getting to me. And so fast forward now to my master's career this past year, that was a different ballgame. That was something I never, ever experienced in my life. Mind you, coming from high school, you know, being at the top of my game, coming from college, graduating magna cum laude, that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But you go into a different arena now, and you're around a bunch of other individuals who think just like you, who want to be as great as you. And it's not that we're in competition, it's just, you want to be great just like them, if not, and I shouldn't say that. You know what? I just caught myself. I said, you want to be great like them, but you know what? You should only be in competition with yourself.
Yeah.
You know? So I think going in, it was a lot for me because they put us into teams. And on my teams, we had people who already we had people from out of state. And so I was feeling like, you know, a little small in my head. I'm like, I want to be, you know, as great as y'all.
Yeah.
But I wasn't seeing who God already placed within me. God already told me, you know, I'm not going to fail. You're going to be all right. God is within you, you know? And so a lot of those times, like, we had exams, like, every week, little quizzes every week. And on my team, I would be the person who wouldn't show up. Like, I would study. I would get the grades that I needed. But when it was time for the quizzes, I would get into my own head. And I'm like, I know that answer. Like, I knew that answer, but on the quiz, I'm putting the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would have to reveal, like, for example, we would have to go through the questions and reveal what we put on the, as a group. Mm-hmm. And so most times everybody would be like A, I'd be like C. And I'm like, why didn't I put that? And I would get, like, so aggravated. I'm like, I studied all night. Like, I know I studied all night.
Right.
And sometimes I would compare myself to others. I'm like, how come they get to go out and I'm over here studying?
Yeah.
And it's not the same. Like, I'm really studying. And so there came a point in time where I actually have to talk about my boyfriend on this one. He is, he helped me realize that I was lacking in faith.
Wow.
I was doubting myself. And once I got out of my own head and I started thinking about everything that God has taken me through, and my parents started telling me, they were like, if God brought you to it, he'll see you through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's crazy is that first semester, I had one B. Everything else was A's. And of course, I had some passing classes. But like you said, to other people, that just looks like grades, right? But for me, that was nights coming home not really eating like I should be, losing weight, right, and not noticing it, but everybody else is telling me, girl, you're losing weight, you need to put some pounds on, right? That's
not, they just do not know. Oh my God.
right that there were nights where I was crying and I was stressing, like, it was to the point where I had anxiety going in to take my classes the next day. But like you said, God will put random people in your life. And I remember one day I had my headphones in, I'm listening to gospel, I'm walking to class, I'm about to go take my quiz, and I get on the elevator, and there's this African-American doctor, and he gets on the elevator with me, and I'm studying, and he's like, you go to Duke? And I was like, yes, sir. He said, it's hard, right? I said, yes, sir. But he said, you're gonna be all right. And then, aww, he got off the elevator. I was like, wow, I needed that.
What?
I needed that right before I was about to go take this exam. Yes. And so once I got back my faith, once I stopped doubting myself, everything, like, took a 180 change, like 360 change, right? And so, like, you know, that next semester I passed all my classes with A's, but I knew deep down inside, like, that was God. Mind you, there's another thing with that. We had to take clinicals before we could even graduate. And clinicals is basically when you go into the hospital or you go into different different sites, healthcare sites, and you just go shadow, you go help out as far as like checking vital signs, just helping out and exposing you to a career in the health professions. And you had to have a certain amount of hours in order to graduate. And so this was still during the time of COVID. And as a background, we had to get fitted for a mask, every student who was going into the clinic. Mm-hmm. And if the mask didn't fit you, you wouldn't be able to go into your clinicals. Like, you would have to wait. Well, I ended up being one of those people, right? And graduation is right around the corner.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I was like, because a mask doesn't fit me, I can't go out into the clinic. But they were like, we don't want to expose you to anything, right? So I had to be one of the ones who couldn't sign up on Saturdays for clinical shift. And I just had to wait it out. And they were 12-hour clinical shifts. So I prayed to God. I said, God, I am so close to the finish line. This is in May. Because if I didn't graduate in May, I would have to wait until August. And I would have to graduate. And I think it was in the fall of 2022. Yeah, so I would have to graduate then. And so, but I was like, I'm so close. I'm right here. And so God made a way. Even though I wasn't able to, like, come back to Orangeburg, mind you, I'm in Durham. Even though I wasn't able to come back to Orangeburg and spend time with my families, I took a shift every single Saturday once they lifted the protocol of saying, you know, masks are no longer required, which was beautiful.
I'm glad.
Yeah. Because I was actually talking to my director. I was like, is there anything I can do? Like, can I go shadow a physical therapist? She was like, no, I feel like something's going to change. Like, just be patient.
Oh, I'm glad for
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. Because I would be like, are you kidding me? Just because a mask doesn't fit?
Right. And so, I mean, I get it, but it was still like I'm so close to graduating.
Yeah.
But once the mask protocol was lifted, I took a shift like every single Saturday. Like, I even missed Easter last year with my family just because of that. But after doing that, I was able to graduate on time. But I didn't allow that obstacle to hold me back. I knew that God was with me, and I knew that I had to have faith to know that Madison is going to be okay, even with, like, just the environment, just like natural things just happening in the world. It was like, I got you, girl. It's going to be all right. Like, I've been with you since day one. And he's shown me that time and time again. Even us just talking right now, it's just like, whoa. Like, I remember us being little. It's
yeah.
like, wow, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is so crazy to me.
Yeah, I know that was really long yes. and drawn out, but I just had to.
But I've just been thinking, like, how similar our stories have been mm-hmm. because, like, we've grown up together, but I feel like we've never been close. You
yeah,
know what I'm
yeah.
saying? Like, mm-hmm. we've been in the same school, but never in the same class. Mm-hmm. Been, like, around each other, but never, like, in the same friend group. And then, boom, we're, like, two people at the top of our class.
Right.
And then it's like, when you were talking about how you gave your life to God in 2016, mm-hmm. that was around the time that I was, like, I was dealing with a lot, mm-hmm. like, my senior year, too. Mm-hmm. I was, Lord. Senior year had to be I want to say the worst year.
Mm.
Yeah, internally. But outside, it just looked like everything was happening great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was starting mm-hmm. to get closer to God and then got baptized at the beginning of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just kind of see those similarities there. I'm like, God, what in the world? And then just to have a thought pop up in my head of maybe reach out to Madison, mm-hmm. you know, but to see how God has been moving in both of us and how there's some similarities there, my mind has just been blown. My mind has just been blown how he's just been moving like
uh-huh.
that.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that he has been gracing you to be from where you started to where you are now
mm-hmm.
and then where you're about to go. So what are you looking forward to in physical therapy school?
Well, since like working as a PT tech, I really just enjoyed just being around patients. And I don't even like calling them patients. Like, they're just like great people.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the interactions and just the relationships that I've gained with people, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to seeing the transformation of people walking in walkers, having pain, going from canes to like walking by themselves, saying, look at me now, like, wow, look at this. And it's like knowing that I'll be a part of their story in that way, although, you know, I probably won't think about it in that moment. It's like, wow, I remember, you know, when you used to be in a cane or walking with a cane or walking a walker. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. In the future, I'm looking forward to, again, just allowing God just to take control of my story and one day I want to have my own clinic. One day I want to have rehabilitation clinics nationwide. And I know that God will afford me that opportunity as long as I stick to him mm-hmm. and as long as I seek him first. But yeah, I'm just looking forward to serving his people. So yeah.
All right. I love that. So we have some people who watch who may be thinking about going into physical therapy school, maybe thinking about being a doctor of physical therapy. Mm-hmm. But even if they aren't, maybe they're pursuing a career in any other area of science, tech, engineering, and math. Mm-hmm. And they may be going through some of those down parts, the crying, the yeah. God, please help me. Mm-hmm. So what type
tough,
of
guys, but y'all will get through it.
In the middle, it doesn't look like it.
Yeah.
But then outside, you're like, I was stressing a little too much mm-hmm. about something that God already was taking yes. care of, you know? So what type of advice would you give to any of those students pursuing their career or anybody already in their career and need a little boost?
If I were in your position, if someone could have told me something years ago, it would have been to hold on and to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he will not let go of you. I know that we may get distracted at times. Look, I'm no angel, but, you know, as long as you seek God, like, I know it may sound cliche, but just hold on to him and know that he will be with you every step of the way. Like, before we even had this talk, you and I prayed, and I was like, ooh, like, in my head, I'm like, girl, that's awesome, because yes. even before I used to, like, take a test, just walking throughout my day, like, even when I wake up in the morning, even before going to work, I'm just like, God, please help me get through this moment. So first, just seek God. Know that he will be with you. Secondly, it was actually a former NFL player. He gave a speech here at Claflin, and I think it was my sophomore year, but he said, give your maximum effort every single day. And what does that look like? In your classes, studying, going beyond. I had a tutor, and I'm not ashamed to say it. I had a tutor.
Yeah. You like, need them.
Exactly. Like, I need help.
You can't get through chemistry, biology, some right. of these classes without them.
Exactly. So seek help if necessary. Don't feel like, or don't feel ashamed to ask for help. I know I wasn't ashamed. I met with professors. I raised my hand. I did not care. I sat at the front of the class. I wanted it to be known that I am giving my maximum effort. And even though I did get C's and I got C pluses, hey, C's get degrees, okay? And you can still get to where you want to be in life, okay?
You can.
Yeah, and so just make sure you give your maximum effort every single day. And also take time for you. I'm still working on that part. I'm still working on having that healthy, balanced life of being able to study, but also take breaks for yourself. And yeah. I think going forward with this DPT degree, I already know in my head, Madison, you're going to get sleep. You're going to eat. You're going to go to the gym if you want to go to the gym. You want to go get your hair done this weekend? Go get your hair done this weekend, okay? So self-care, mental health, just making sure that you are okay and making sure that you are sane and that you're ready to conquer the day. So that's the advice I would give. Yeah.
I love that. Thanks. Oh, my God. When you talked about getting sleep, getting food, sometimes we think about the end goal and we're like, I got to grind this thing out. And then you, this and your heart, your relationships with other people, your family, or your relationship with yourself can start taking the back seat.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's real out here.
It is. It's real out here. But hold on.
Yeah.
Like you said, hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
Because God definitely will keep you. Well, I'm trying to think. Prayer definitely has gotten me through some tough times too. And I'm trying to think, what else? What else could we suggest? I feel like my brain has just been like, maybe that's it. I don't know, but.
No, you're good. I mean, what do you look forward to in the future? Oh, I asked you a question.
We talked about this, but I didn't talk about it on camera, but I originally had hopes and dreams of being a naturopathic doctor.
That's really why I went into chemistry, because we went to the program at MUSC?
Oh, the SM3 diversity program.
In high school. Yeah. And then, you know, they were like, well, mainly what you see in the MCAT is biology and chemistry. So that has been my dream of becoming a doctor. But then towards the end of my college career, like junior year, I felt burnt fried crispy. Like, I felt like I don't think I have enough in me to get through medical school if undergrad has been like this. So when I kind of had like a switch, and then I feel like I'm in like a middle ground right now of not knowing what I look forward to, because I'm like, God, do you, like, should I go to medical school? Should I not? Or is there like a whole nother type of like lane that I should switch into? So what I look forward to, I honestly don't even think I have a concrete answer.
And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I really think that that's fine, because sometimes you just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have to allow God just to present different things to you and see, okay, that interests me. Like, I want to pursue that. So I think that's perfectly fine. And there's probably people out there, you know, who are like, I don't know what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
And I mean, like, he kind of dropped this, like, towards the beginning of college, I had this thing of the mad scientist thing. And I didn't know I was going to be interviewing people. But this has definitely helped. Just sitting down with people and talking about their journey in STEM, I realized I like talking to people. So that's one thing I look forward to now, is talking to people about their journey and their career. But it definitely, I would say thank you for that, because sometimes you just don't know.
But I would like to add, this right here is big, you know, like,
thank you.
Coming up with a podcast and inspiring others out there, like, a lot of people, you know, don't have that in them to do that. So this is just inspiring for me. And I think it's motivation. It's motivational for others out there to go after their dreams, even if you don't know what exactly that looks like, or you don't know that path to get to your specific dream. But this right here is just big for just our community and those who want to go into the health profession. So, yeah, I applaud you on that one.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
The only thing I can say is just take baby steps, you know, because sometimes you may not know what God is having you do, but sometimes he kind of gives you a nudge. And so you're like, God, I really don't know what the end goal is. I don't know where I'm supposed to be right now. I had hopes and dreams of this, but is this what you want me to do? And I'm not going to go towards medical school until God says yes. Because, you know, the money, the studying, that's going to take a lot. So, I mean, where I am now is just the baby steps before I get a go. Because once I get a go, that's when I'm like, okay, I'll be able to run fully. But because I don't know, I've just been kind of baby stepping.
Yeah. And that's perfectly fine, you know?
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Madison. I appreciate it.
I'm just so inspired by your story and just knowing you. I feel like I've always seen you, been around you saying hey, but never talked.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm so glad for this. Yeah, I'm so glad for the people that are going to watch this. Where can people find you if they have any questions about DPT? I said that right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. DPT school or anything.
So I'm on LinkedIn. I'm as Madison Irick, and that's IRICK. She'll probably put my name in here somewhere.
Yeah. I'll drop it.
Yeah. And then my Instagram is @MadisonJaylene, and I'll give you that information as well. And in the future, I might make an Instagram blog about PT school. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
So if you have any questions, just reach out to me there, and I'll even share my email with them. So,
okay. I'm so glad for Madison.
Thank you.
So like she said, if you have any questions, or if you definitely have questions, you can drop them in the comments or email, DM, whatever avenue you want to use.
I'm an open book. Don't be afraid to talk to me.
Yes. So I'm so glad for this. I thank you, Madison, again, for coming on to the Mad Sciences podcast. And I hope you guys have a great day, a great rest of your week. And I look forward to our next episode. Bye.
All right. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mad Sciences podcast. We wanted to come back right after our interview. I'm talking about a total yes And we wanted to just seal this in a prayer for anybody pursuing a career in STEM. So Madison and I, we're just going to tag team this thing, pray for you guys, pray for your careers, pray for direction, and just anything that we feel led to say for you and your career in STEM. So Madison is going to start us off. I'll jump in, and then we'll be all good to go.
All right, let us all bow our heads. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, Lord God. Thank you for allowing Marilyn and I to come together, Lord God, to impact your people, Lord God. God, I ask that the Mad Scientist podcast inspires those, Lord God, who are interested in the field of STEM. God, allow them to know that they have the wisdom, they have the courage within themselves, Lord God. And as long as they seek you, Lord God, that they can accomplish anything that is on their mind. God, please guide them as they are in the classrooms, as they are thinking about their future professions, Lord God. Allow them to talk to the right people, Lord God. Allow them to network. Put them in the right places, Lord God, and allow them to know that you are with them every step of the way, Lord God. Please, God, cover them with the blood of Jesus and protect them as they go to and from different destinations, Lord God, different places, Lord God. Allow them to know that you will give them the right mindset, Lord God, the right places, Lord God, to be in order that they may build your kingdom, Lord God, and further just implement science in different places, Lord God. God, I thank you for just allowing us to be here and allowing us to talk as young professionals, Lord God. Just allow us to inspire those around us. Allow us to help empower those around us, Lord God. And we just thank you for this opportunity. We love you. We appreciate you. And please allow this podcast just to inspire those. In Jesus' name, Lord God, thank you.
Yes, thank you, God. I just want to say thank you for bringing Madison and I together to impact your kingdom and just glorify you on this platform that we're on, God. We surrender this to you. We surrender this episode to you. God, I pray that anybody that encounters this episode, encounters this podcast, that they are forever blessed by it, that God, that their relationship will be strengthened with you, that God, that they realize that they can't do this thing without you, that any field that they're going into, whether it be science, tech, engineering, or math, that God, that they will see this and that they will want to say, hey, I have to build my relationship with God. I understand that God, you direct my steps. A lot of times we try to do things without you, go ahead of you. But God, I pray that they are led to have you be there with them every step of the way. God, I pray that this thing will reach people in places that we've never even thought of, in places that we can't even spell, places that we've never even been. The God, you said that if your name be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So God, I pray that you go and reach the people that we can't, go and reach the people in places that we won't even know about. The God, you will touch their hearts. And God, if we put you first, the God, you said that we seek your kingdom and we put you first and seek your righteousness, that God, all things will be handed to us. And so, God, I thank you. I pray for every person. God, I pray that even this will spark people to build up things in your kingdom and start things that will glorify you forever. So, God, I thank you. We praise your name. We thank you for all that you've done. And continue to bless this podcast, bless Madison and her career and her next steps. Bless anybody watching this and bless their next steps. Guide them wherever it is that they need to go, whatever it is they need to do. Maybe they need direction. Maybe they need clarity. God, I pray that they have it right now in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep us and cover us in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Madison.
Thank you for having me again. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. Remember, you are graced to dominate STEM. Cousin, brother, little sister. I see my